All right. We are super excited right now because you are here today on the Dory on Purpose show. I am super excited today because we have a guest in the studio today that is so near and so dear to my heart. This is a special day for me. First and foremost, welcome to the Dory on Purpose show. This day and every day in the month of March, as we celebrate Women's History Month, we decided instead of history, we're telling her story, okay? And we are highlighting some phenomenal female entrepreneurs who have done some amazing things out here in the world. Forget about the city, forget about the country. They're all over the world. You're gonna see women of all different looks, all different cities. I mean, we're going all out this month. But today is a special one. Because this is family, y'all. Because somebody type family in the chat. I promise you, this lady and I go all the way back to my birth. This is, she's laughing at me. This lady is my cousin. I call her Cousin Georgette. When I tell you, if you look up phenomenal woman in the dictionary, right there, you will see a picture of my cousin Georgette. I'm going to try to give you a little bit of her resume. But I'm sure she's going to fill in all the gaps. Georgette is a woman of a certain age, and she's very open with telling her age. Y'all not going to believe it when she tells you, but I'm going to let her tell y'all because y'all not going to believe me. But Georgette has the energy of a 16-year-old. I am 60 years old, and I cannot keep up with Cousin Georgette. I'm going to let her tell her story, but she is the founder and originator of the Creative Kids Club. Let me tell you something. I'm going to let her give the history of this club, why she decided to start it. But when I tell you, in our family, we call her the plug. I don't even know if she knows we call her that. We call her the plug. If there's something happening in the city of Philadelphia, if there's a place to go, if there's a place to be, my cousin Georgette knows about it. She has invested so much time, energy, her own money, her prayer time, her gifts, her talents into children in the city of Philadelphia. And it goes back, how many years, Georgette? How many years have you been on this?
Now it's about maybe 30.
30 years. I'm talking consistently without any interruptions. So without further ado, I want to introduce my dear, sweet, I can't say enough. I want to say something else. She's a prayer warrior. She's a woman of God. She's a woman of purpose. She is a powerful woman. When she speaks, mountains move. I've seen it with my own eyes, okay? When she speaks out of her mouth, mountains move. So Georgette, good morning or good afternoon or good evening, wherever they're chiming in from, and welcome to the Dory on Purpose show. How you doing today, sister?
I am absolutely blessed and highly favored. But my saying is always, I'm a blessing myself going somewhere to happen. Because every day is a new day. When you get up in the morning and you have designed to do a meditation, your meditation needs to fit your purpose, and your purpose can change. But if you already know how to play the game, then no matter where you go, never let them see you sweat. Always be on top of your game, because you done your meditation. Your meditation should be like your roadmap just for 24 hours. And then you can go on, because you don't know what the end's going to be, but it doesn't matter if you know you go with God.
I know that's right. And I know, because you've been around me all my life, I know that you don't do nothing without meditation and prayer. You don't even step out of your house. Can you just give us a little bit of background of who you are? Tell us a little bit of your life story, like where you were born, you know, how you were raised. Give us a little bit of the background before we get into your entrepreneurial story.
Okay. Raised in North Philly. And I always say there is more than something good that comes from the hood. But I learned street smart but in such a way, because back in the day, it was like where there was so much honor and respect for each other. So we always had each other to lean on. It wasn't the telephones like today. We talked to each other. So I grew up in, I would call an area where when I check now, it's so many entrepreneurs out of my one block, because we kind of planted a seed of hope way back then. We didn't know it, but we were planting seeds of hope within our little unit. And from that, I went to Dobbins, and Dobbins back in the day was like you going to a school to prepare you for the world. Some people go to college, some people go right from that school and be able to work into different, the government, and work into fields of like beauty culture. And so we had a childhood that was a little strict because it shaped you for your man and your womanhood. And from there, it's a saying, what you be around, you become. I was around greatness, didn't know it was greatness, but when I look now, it's all over. So I did that and I got married young, and oh my gosh, I think you'll say it in the resume, but I've been married over 56 years.
56. And so if you've been married for 56 years, how did you do that and you're only 55 years old? Can you tell our audience how young you are, Cousin Georgette?
No. I mean, you only are as old as your being is. My being is young. My age is 75. My being is 50. Sometimes I get up, I'm 40. Sometimes I get up and I'm 30, because I make myself 30 because I got a lot of stuff to do. A 75-year-old person can't do it. But as the mind thinketh, so is he. Don't have time. Sickness and disease or oldness has to catch up with me because I'm going somewhere to happen. I just told y'all that. I'm a blessing. Going somewhere to happen. So well, you got to make your day prosperous.
I know that's right. And I know I've seen you do that. I've seen you at this age, and I'm not even going to make a big deal about your age, because you do determine every morning how old you are. I've seen you run a day like nobody else. I've been close to you. I remember when I was a little girl and used to hang around my mom. I remember my mom and my dad getting ready. I remember the stories about your wedding. And I remember, you know, all the family gatherings when you and your mom, your beautiful mom, who just went home to be with the Lord, and my cousin Crystal, who is my twin cousin, and the memories that we had as a family, just phenomenal, phenomenal. And you've been a blessing to our family from a little girl. You used to babysit Tracy, Russell, and I.
Yes, I did. That was the only way I could get out the house. Babysit you, because that's the only way my mom trusted me to come out. And that was like, oh, let me go babysit. I can be out late. You know, I don't have to be home. But the idea that God was always around us and he was kind of protecting us. And your mom was a mentor to me, because when you have someone that's older than you that can see into your life, receive it, because you, if you really see it right, it will always be new, and you will hear her voice, and you won't step into some stuff that you might step into because you're not a listener. Sometimes we have to shut up and listen, whether we want it or not. But a lot of times, if you listen, you'll be blessed. Or even if you don't listen, and later years, you will hear that voice come back to you. Because it's, words have power. Your voice has to be designed in where you're going to be going. If you don't, whatever you talk about will show up. Talk about doubt, unbelief, it's going to show up. And then you wonder why. Oh, I knew that. I knew I was going to do that. No, you spoke it into existence. Stop speaking what we don't want.
So tell me, Georgette, as we talk about your entrepreneurial journey, I know 25 years ago, you decided to start the Creative Kids Club. I'm going to show a picture here. I want to share this picture. I think I want to show this one. Is that a good one to talk about, the Creative Kids Club?
Yeah. Tell me
a little bit about the background of the Creative Kids Club and why you decided to do this, and tell me how it has evolved over the years.
Okay, 25, 26 years ago, I was in church and I was taking my children so many places that I felt like the kids in the church themselves was missing out. So I said, man, I need to start doing something that can bring the church together, bring the families together, and connect. The first thing, I don't care if you're starting a business, how you start it is the way it's going to be run. So I knew I wasn't being a babysitting service. There were so many places, the Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts, they can take them. But I wanted to be family connected. So the prerequisite, any place the kids were going, an adult had to go. Okay. The adult had to experience it. Because I saw too many times kids come home and talk about what the parent wasn't about. So it couldn't be because they wasn't there. But as soon as we started putting families together, the family unit started changing in the church, because the family that sees that prays together, no, the family that plays together stays together.
I know that's right.
And our motto was, you provide the family and we'll provide the fun. That's always been our motto. And because of that, we see that even mothers that had children young, a mother may not have been able to have her childhood because she had to start taking care of her own children. But when I started taking them cultural places, like the archaeology and the anthropology museum, and when I started taking them to the art museum and to the Franklin Institute, introducing them something that they were not exposed to, but now they're being exposed to with their children, I could look in the mother's eyes and see the child in her that stopped. But now she's living again because she can start where she had that baby. And now I can fulfill this with my own child.
Oh, that's so good, Georgette. Oh, that just chills up my spine, because, you know, I have heard stories of people who you've blessed with these trips. And the parents talk about how they had never had this experience. And the fact that they can do that with their child. I've heard the stories. I mean, some of the things that you've taken me to. I mean, just this past Sunday, if you don't mind me sharing, you gave my family tickets to the flower show, because you are the plug. And I had never been to the flower show in my life. So I got a chance to experience that with not only my daughter, but my grandson as well. And it felt good. So I understand exactly where you're coming from. So you started this club, you told them, you provide the kids, we'll provide the fun. But this, something happened along the way that out of this became like the hula hoop troupe, the this, the that. Tell me what started happening along the way.
Okay, I'm gonna go right to the hula hoop troupe, but this is what else I wanna say about those trips. Those trips started with families, but because my trips were like $5, the seniors wanted to go on the trips. And we let the seniors that had no family come on the trips with the young ladies that had no grandmother. Oh my God. They started to hook together where the grandmothers that were coming by themselves now came on the trips and was mentoring to the lives of the girls, telling them, no, you don't need to do this. And so families that were not of blood became families connected on the trips. And it was just a beautiful thing. And it's still
going. You know God had to be in that. You know God. Oh, I know. It's 25 years now.
25 years. And some of those grandparents that had no children connected with these girls and became their mothers and their grandparents and their babysitters and their mentors, so the girls could go back to school and go to college and get degrees.
Oh my goodness. I know your heart must be full. When you go back, your alumni association must be out of this world.
I now have the kids that started on the trips bringing their kids, because it's 25 years later.
Right.
So I got my mom's telling me, Miss Joy, where we're going right now, I'm still going to the same places. We went here 25 years ago when you wasn't even thought.
Wow, now, wow, wow.
That's forward with the hula hoop troupe. The hula hoop troupe started because Jennifer Alvarez, she is a fitness instructor, but she's a hula hoop. Also, she used hula hoops to help people get physically fit. She came because I had babies and she needed babies to start a youth group. And so was birthed, I guess, maybe 15 years ago, the Philly Hoop Stars. Now, the Philly Hoop Stars is a group of kids that can come to learn how to hula hoop, to learn how to teamwork, to learn how to take a hula hoop and the synergy of the hula hoop, take away everything that has hurt you.
Wow.
Because I found through just observation, when a kid picks up a hula hoop, you can ask them any question and the filter is off and they will tell you about their pain. It is amazing. And a lot of our kids were foster kids that would say they could be nothing. They would never amount to nothing. And we turned them around to be Philly hoop stars.
Wow. That,
please pull up the one with the kids with their tutus on. Those kids right there, contracted by the city of Philadelphia, every Sunday, they would go and do a performance on that stage, come off the stage, and teach hula hooping to the tourists that came to Philadelphia. And they did it with the hula hoops that they handmade.
Wow.
They are the young entrepreneurs of Philadelphia.
So are the hula hoops still around? Are the hula hoop stars still around?
The hula hoops, those girls have gone on to college. They don't have to find a job. They said, Miss King, can you pray for me to get a job? I said, no, what you're going to do is you're going to take an 8x10 piece of paper. You're going to put on there hula hoop lesson $5. And I guarantee you, you'll make $100 an hour. And 20 people would sign up. And then at 1 hour, those girls were making $100 hula hoops. And if you were obese, you tell them $10 and I'll do private lessons with you.
So you're teaching these young girls not only how to build their self-esteem, get their problems off their chest by hula hooping, they learn how to make a hula hoop, then they learn how to teach a hula hoop. So you're not only a female entrepreneur, you're creating female entrepreneurs. Like, this is amazing.
When you plant a seed to meet a need, the crop of harvest is going to come up, whatever seed you're planting. Wow. We plant the seeds to teach the kids how to hula hoop, then we plant, okay, build their self-esteem up. Tell them they can be entrepreneurs and then teach them how to make a hula hoop. Then you got a product to sell now. Or you have a hula hoop party where you bring the materials and have everybody make a hula hoop that they can take home. But you get paid as an instructor.
Wow. I'm blown away. I know we could be here all day. I got to keep it moving because I could talk about this all day. Now, another thing I've seen you do, you got to explain this for me. I'm going to put the picture up and I'll ask you to explain, how in the heck did you get into this? Now, these young women here, what is this all about? Because first of all, before I go here, your business is a nonprofit. You are a 501c3, right?
Yes.
So you have all your certifications and everything. Tell me how you got to these young women right here.
These are the grandparents. We have something called GPAC that the grandparents are raising their kids. So a lot of these grandparents are raising their kids. And out of that came the Phenomenal Women's Tea Party. The Phenomenal Women's Tea Party was created because when I was preaching about the women of the Bible, God said, take it to the streets. I said, take it to the streets. What are you talking about? He said, I want you to find the unsung heroes that's out there every day, grandparents that are not being recognized. And I want you to put together a way that they can tell their story before they go to glory.
Wow.
Started in Tioga Senior Citizen Center, which the phenomenal women migrated over to Allegheny because Tioga came over to Allegheny. And I've been teaching the Phenomenal Women's Tea Party, where those ladies have to know age does not matter. I told you, we live out of age. They are not allowed to bring a cane into my 1 hour class because I don't want them to be crippled by anything.
So you put that spirit, you put that Georgette spirit on them. That's what you do.
You come in there talking about sickness and disease. You don't come up telling me about the last person last week that just got deceased. None of that makes somebody happy. We come in there to lift each other up. And when we lift each other up, everybody prospers. So that event is every 3 months. We do a free event. We pull out other women that are in the senior citizen home or someone that they know that has lost a child or someone that's living alone. And we bring them together. Everything's free of charge. And that was one where everybody had to wear a hat.
Let me show it one more time. Look at these ladies. What's the average age of your ladies in this group?
Okay, the women that I give homework to, and you better bring it back, or you're going to want to 75 to 100.
Lord have mercy, Georgette. I got to keep it moving. I'm checking my clock. We're down to the 9-minute mark. I want to talk about what the Creative Kids Club annual Christmas party. Now, this one is special to me because my grandson's been going for the last 3 years, and he reminds me about it. I want to show a quick picture. This was my grandson and my great niece at your annual Christmas party. I can see Tracy in the background too back there. Tell me a little bit. What'd you say?
The little guy in the green is my great grandchild.
Oh my goodness, right. That's there with the green on his shirt with the alligator or dinosaur.
Yes.
Tell me about the Creative Kids Club Christmas party.
Every year we do a Christmas party. I don't worry about where the toys are going to come from, because one thing that when I say and I believe, if I pray, let's say right after Thanksgiving, I thank you that I'm getting the toys come in north, east, south, and west, and we have toys in abundance because you can will a thing and it will be established. So we give this out. We had this at the Discovery Center, which I think they charge like $800-$900. We had it there for free.
How do you do that? Is it because of your connections?
I don't go after grants. I go after favor. People write and they go for grants, and then you got to wait to see if you get it. I go to the place and I ask them, what day can you give me my organization to come here for free? And they look at me like I'm crazy, but before I leave, I get what I want.
I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness.
That one more picture, that one, the gigantic one with us down at B-side. We take a nightclub and turn it into a day club. And
you're
we invite
about this one right here?
Yes. That's a nightclub on Penn's Landing. I came in there and asked the guy, what day was your non-busy day? He told me. And I said, I want to have a party here. He said, it'd be $1,400. And he said, how much you want to put down? I said, I don't have any money, but this is what I do. Once upon a time, you were a little guy and you had dreams. And your dreams have never become a reality. I got a lot of kids that want to be dreamers. And if you give us this, you will help them be and become what you have. He said, when do you want this to have it?
I know that's right. Speak it. You gotta believe it. Your belief. I have never seen a person who has a stronger belief level than you, Georgette. I'm telling you, sometimes I just say, I'm not calling Georgette because I just don't feel like this energy today, because it's never down. It's always up. It's like, get up. You can't be sick around you. You can't be sad around you. I remember about a month ago when we laid your mom to rest, like when you came in, you were the light of the whole room. Like, is that, you tell me, you know, I know it's God, but also your energy. Tell them what you tell me every day, how you stay so healthy, because you take what?
Oh, I take CoQ10 and I don't take medicine.
Nothing.
Medicine is designed to make you take more medicine. I'm not doing that. If I really got a pain, I'm not going to just say that pain is not there. But I don't desire to be sick. God gave me something that is so profound. This is mine. After you hear it, you can use it. But I'm driving in my car and I said, God, I want something like Martin Luther King. I want something that's mine. He said, A, B, C, D. Okay, what that mean, God? I don't know. About a half an hour later, he said, achievers are believers that create their own destinies. Ooh. If you believe it, you can achieve it. But you got to be able to be a believer. I'm a believer. I don't even care if something is negative when I thought it was a positive. That negative can be turned into a positive, but I got to see it. I got to see what God is doing. Sometimes he stopped you to turn you around. You don't, it's uncomfortable, but it's where you're supposed to be. Instead of you thinking something out, let God be the God.
A, B, y'all see it on the screen. A, B, C, D. Now, this is a Georgette King-ism. Now, remember on our first show, Georgette, I had my good friend Twyla, and she said, I said, what has been your strategy? She said, yeah. I pray, I pivot, and I prosper. That's yeah. what I do every day, and I keep pivoting until I have to. So that was a Twyla Buckman-ism. Yours is A, B, C, D. Achievers are believers that create their own destinies. I want to let y'all know right now, I will be using that, and I will be giving my cousin her credit for that. And, you know, we might need to get that on a T-shirt, okay? I'm that's telling you.
Life. That's life. That's real, you know?
That's real, real. Now, can I just, I want to show this picture one more time because I need the audience to know that I have been to more shows and more events and things around the city because my cousin Georgette was able to get us tickets. Georgette, how does this happen? Is this something that you can share with the people or is this the inside plug?
Absolutely. There's organizations, ArtReach in Philadelphia. You pay a yearly fee if you're a nonprofit and you're not making $100,000 and you don't pay a lot, but they give you tickets. Like they will give you tickets to sporting. They will give you, we have gone to night shows. Like we've gone to Della Reese. We've gone to October London. We've gone to, now this is for the adults. But we also get, we've gone to Disney on Ice. We go to Monster Jam trucks. I just took 250 people to the Globetrotters.
Wow. You just took me to see Stomp, remember?
Yeah, we saw Stomp.
Yeah, I was in there. I said, wow, I never thought it's like Broadway stuff. You know, I'm like, wow. All yeah. because of the Creative Kids Club. Well, I'm going to ask you one more question, then we're going to get ready to close out. This has been a phenomenal show. I thank you so much for who you are. Despite the fact that we're family, we are business partners as well. Georgette is a woman who stays on top of her business. Like she does what she does. That's her life. That's her ministry. What she does, her business is her ministry, but she keep her ear to the ground. Like she's involved in digital stuff. Georgette is wherever the heart is beating, that's where she is. And I so look at you as a role model, not just a cousin, but a friend and a sister. And I appreciate you. You give me such good advice. When I'm down, you come over here and make me get up. And it's been years you've been doing that. And sometimes you come and it's like you didn't even know I needed a dose of Georgette. And you just come. I remember vividly that night you came and I was helping you with a project, but you were helping me too because I was having a rough time and you made me get up and work. Yes. And it's just who you are.
That's what family does. And I'll tell anybody, do not let a little ish mess up a connection with your family because you never know if that's the last time you'll be able to connect with them. Pride does that. And pride is a sin.
Absolutely.
Being prideful. You got to let it go and let God. We can't ask God to bless us if we're not doing what he says that we're supposed to do.
That's right.
Got another one for y'all. You can have what you say. You can have what you say as long as you say what God said you can have.
Woo! Now, say that one more time.
You can have what you say as long as you say what God said you can have. Don't ask for something that God ain't said we can have. Don't do it, because he's not going to be in it. But if you go to that Bible and you can find what he said, then You are a co-partner. You can have it. If he says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prosper, that even as your soul, that means your mind, your will, and your emotion has to be the even as. But if it ain't right, you ain't prospering.
So y'all might have to read that three times. Georgette, I'm going to let that be your closing remark, because after that, we're going to go ahead and let the people know how they can reach you, because we might need to bring you back for an hour-long show in the future, because I'm sure the parents are going to want to know, how do we get in touch with Georgette? The business people, how do we link up with Georgette? I'm telling you, everybody not going to be coming to my plug, so y'all can forget about it. I'm telling y'all right now that's my but she said, you can have what you say as long as you say what God said you can have. You better.
His word is what you can have. His word is his will. And it's his will for you to have his word. And if his word says it, you can take it to the bank.
And she believed that. Go ahead, Georgia.
The thing that I'm blessed with is because I have built a spiritual bank account. A spiritual bank account has my name on it, just like a regular bank account. I can make a withdrawal because I put something in there. If you don't put nothing in, if you don't help somebody else, you can't build a spiritual bank account, so you can't make a withdrawal. Stop trying to make a withdrawal with nothing that you put in the bank.
Ooh, I think we're going to close it out. If you want to get in touch with my cousin, her name is Georgette King. If you want to email her, you can email her at atripaday@yahoo.com. And I'm going to warn y'all, that is my cousin and my plug. If I have to, don't start with me. Another way that you can get with Georgette is go to her website, www.creativekidsclub.net. Okay. And if you want to follow her on Instagram, she's at Philly Hoop Stars with a Z at the end. I want to just reiterate a few things that she said during the show. Georgia said, the family that plays together stays together. She said, if you provide the kids, and I'm a living witness, we'll provide the fun. I'm just sitting here thinking of all the things we've done over the years just with my kids and now even with my grandson. She left us with this, A, B, C, D. Achievers are believers that create their own destiny. Okay, hold on, Tracy. Every time she called, I'm in a broadcast with your cousin Georgette. And then the last thing she said, and I think we can close on this, she said, you can have what you say as long as you say what God said you can have. Now, otherwise, don't even ask for it, right, Georgette? Because if it's not in the word, then you can't even ask God to give you something that don't line up with his word.
His word is his will. His word is his will. It's his way. If you don't, he's not blessing you. God is looking for his word. He's looking for his word. You give God his word and he will give you his word that he will definitely give it to you.
Amen. Well, Georgia, it has been a pleasure. It has been a plum pleasing pleasure to have you here. I don't have to tell you how much I love you, because you already know you are such a beautiful being. Like, that smile is always there. I don't think I've ever seen you down. In all the years I've known you, I don't think I've ever seen you have a bad day. And now I know why. So y'all need to get with my cousin Georgette. We're definitely going to have you back on the show so you can share more with us. But in the meantime, y'all stay cool. Y'all stay happy. We got more women for y'all coming this month. We have women all month long. Georgette, I thank you. I love you. I appreciate you. And with that being said, we are going to go out of here in style, just the way we came in. And y'all have a blessed and prosperous day. Y'all take care.